welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Oh.
You know that no one listens to this in the evening.
I hope that we will soon take over some sort of TV slot with our entertaining banter.
TV slot?
That people will be listening to us instead of watching an entertaining TV show.
So watching TV with the sound on mute and listening to this.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
See as long if it as, lines up.
Yeah, if that's our competition, we shouldn't be aiming to compete with the morning shows.
No.
Come on.
Wait, what do you mean? Morning shows would surely be easier to compete with.
Yes, but why are we setting our standards so low?
Because otherwise, the people would be filming us sitting inside a flat talking nonsense. That's hardly MacGyver.
What does MacGyver have to do with this?
Morning show.
Well, MacGyver is like the benchmark of evening television, isn't it still?
There are pizza in the morning.
Isn't everyone still talking about
There's
MacGyver?
There's a new MacGyver coming out.
Oh, perfect.
With that dude from X-Men. Was in X-Men. Oh, spoiler!
Hectic.
I didn't even say it up front. But I didn't mention who. I'm Dill Streep. Hello.
I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Andrew, and I've never seen MacGyver.
What?
Yeah.
Have you never seen MacGyver?
Can I give you that they based the Chip and Dale theme song on the MacGyver theme song?
It's kind of similar.
The
it's
Rangers.
Based on.
Is that a absolute fact, or is that
I
just
was listening to it and it sounded similar. So I put two and two together.
Well, MacGyver went da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da
da da da da
da da da da da da da If you slow it down.
Can we put that on as a mashup on the internet? Just that little
Well,
clip.
No. Can we put the MASH theme song in into the mashup?
It would be perfect. Well, this week, we got given a lot of Stereo Stumpies. Now, it was a very weird moment because...
Crap load, some would say. The official...
An awful lot.
Yeah.
What happened is our drummer was trying to organize us transport up to the Grahamstown Festival because we're going there at the end of this month. And he thought, let's...
Look now to avoid disappointment.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Andrew.
Thanks,
it's
Andrew.
It's a pleasure.
It's the least you can do for not coming up with us.
It's the least I can do.
Yeah. That's one away from the least you can do.
So he contacted Stereo Stumpy to see if they were interested in maybe sponsoring us a van to get up there, and they could brand the van and we could hand out Stereo Stumpies and be a general ambassador for them, because we do have a song about Stereo Stumpies, for those of you that don't know that. But they unfortunately said no to that. Fair enough. If they don't have a van or can't finance a van, that's okay. But what they did do is make our transport situation slightly worse. By saying, we're not going to give you a van, but we're going to give you a crap load of Stereo Stumpies.
Yeah.
So like, now
so
we
many
have
Stereo Stumpies that you literally needed a forklift to move them all at once. Like a proper forklift in a warehouse kind of vibe. If they had to fall on you, you'd probably die. Let's put it that way. It's that many.
Probably.
Like if you had to be standing near this forklift as it toppled. Well, not the forklift. Obviously, that would kill you. But the contents of its fork.
And I know the Kiffness recently got sent Stumpies. He posted about it on his Facebook page. And I actually saw the guy from the Kiffness today. And he kind of was saying that he would anyone like a Stumpy? He was like offering them in the studio that I was in. And I kind of said like, no, I'm good. And he kind of made the statement, hey, you guys probably get Stumpies from time to time. Like, you know, this is very much your territory. I had to break it to him that whilst he had been sent about 10 cooler bags of Stereo Stumpies, we had been sent about 10 stories. And I think he felt a bit left out, a bit sad that he had maybe not gotten as many. But it's still good to get Stumpies. I will say this though, because normally, generally speaking, if you're going to drink a Stereo Stumpy, I would say most of us would have maybe one in a day. Mm-hmm. And maybe... That would equate to...
When you're paying for them, sure.
Yeah. Maybe one in a week, one in a month. It's never normally more than one a day. That's, people don't normally operate on that level of Stereo Stumpy consuming.
Yeah.
And that's why, because Dylan picked up his big load of Stereo Stumpies today. That's why I just want to just warn Dylan.
Oh, no.
If you're going to go beyond one a day, be prepared for some very stinky farts. I don't know what it is about Stereo Stumpy, but I just know that I had some yesterday.
Some real stinkers.
And fortunately, it happened after Christina gone to sleep, but there was It was awful.
She's still there. Her nose still works, really.
I was in a different room.
Oh, right.
I generally don't know if she might have exploded had she been in the same room. It was, yeah, this
the room we're in actually, right now.
Where you're
and
sitting.
I see all the windows are closed. What is this?
So I had gone through this and I thought, oh, that's interesting. Maybe it's just a random thing.
Yeah.
But then a colleague of mine, Richard, he'd also participated in more than one Stereo Stumpy yesterday.
Yeah.
He too had explained that he had had some severe...
The thing is, right, is that you contacted Stereo Stumpy and asked them for money for transport.
Yeah.
When what you should have done was contact BP and try to get some petrol. Like, your marketing strategy was all wrong, because what is Stereo Stumpy going to give you other than Stereo Stumpies? And that's what they gave you. They're like, this is literally all we can give you.
This is our currency.
This is what we make.
Well, I mean, we could try put the Stereo Stumpies into the car's petrol.
Yeah.
There's always a chance that our cars could run off sterilized flavored milk based drinking products.
That would be amazing.
You never know.
What amazing discovery that would be.
No one would have thought about it.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned farts, so we may as well go there. I've got a toilet thing to bring up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we need a jingle for this.
Listeners will know. Yeah, here we go. Listeners will know. Welcome to Flatulence. Listeners will know that I have recently moved flatulence.
Very good.
And I've been kind of faced with the following issue. Toilet slightly too close to the wall. So sitting on it normally means leg doesn't really fit. What do you do in that situation?
Have you been going for the front-on approach?
Do you sit on it like a motorbike? Do you do the 45 degrees? Do you do the full 90 degree turn and just change the way toilets work altogether?
Or do you just use the bath?
Yeah, there's plenty of leg room. Yeah, what would you guys do in that situation?
Can you not spread them?
What do you mean spread them?
Yeah, just widen the legs so they're not hitting the wall in front of.
Wait, I don't understand. No. The wall on the side of you.
Yeah?
So the toilet's right, kind of right up against the wall.
Oh,
almost.
I see. So you've got leg room in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for days.
Oh, I see.
you can stretch right out. But let's call it your right thigh and knee and foot.
Yeah.
The whole leg, really, would be kind of pressed up against the wall.
Have you thought about putting a blanket to prevent... Because if you're against the wall, it's going to get a bit cold in the winter, being against the cold bathroom wall.
True.
Put a blanket up to cushion the...
I think any additional layers to the wall is going to make is going to just exacerbate things.
And do you think knocking down that wall so that it's directly in the kitchen is that going to
like
be a problem?
The toilet, it's load bearing, so I'm not able to do that.
Okay,
but yeah, I just thought I'd bring it up. You guys talk a lot about using toilets. Have you ever been faced?
Don't drag me into this. I think Simon brings it up almost every week.
No, you're pretty happy to jump in.
I didn't bring it up this time. To be fair.
I bring it up because I jump in because that sounds weird when talking about toilets, but I jump in when Simon says something completely ludicrous in toilet etiquette.
Or just lewd. Yeah. I think the 45 degree angle would feel wrong because of the contours of the seat.
Yeah.
You'd kind of be like half up and half down.
Well, where's the toilet roll holder?
That's also on that same wall.
On the same wall?
Yeah. But it's dug in. No, it's dug in.
Is it difficult to get to, because sometimes when these sort of tight situations are happening where there's not a lot of room there, you find it quite it's like got to almost go behind you to get the toilet paper, which is not ideal.
No, it's handy.
You could, I reckon you should try. I mean, the contours aren't on your side, but you could try just sit sideways on, so you're kind of sitting on the toilet but staring at the bath.
Problem with that, I have thought about that, is that a toilet seat is traditionally oval shaped.
Yeah.
As is,
are you worried about falling in?
As is a derriere on the side. So usually when you sit there, it's all good. You're supported from, you know, the side angle.
Yeah.
But turning full 90 degrees means, you know, falling right in, as you said.
I know what you could do. Is
like
you
sitting
could,
on a well and expecting
couldn't
not
you
to
put children's seats onto the toilet? Because that's probably closes up the space a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can sit on that sideways on and then you're sorted.
Yeah.
Or I mean, just like a safety grate.
All options are good here.
Safety grace.
Yeah.
Another extreme is taking off my right leg.
Okay.
Well,
if I had no right leg, I'd have no issue.
You'd have other issues.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But
in the toilet, you'd be good to go.
Which, speaking specifically about this issue, and it solves it quite well.
I've also experienced the problem, actually, Rich, who we just mentioned earlier, he has a toilet that's kind of very close to the wall where kind of there's a bit of a slant in the ceiling.
Oh, like the ceiling's going to come
up. At the edge of his flat. Oh, yeah. So you kind of end up standing there and you can't actually stand there very easily.
Yeah.
Because...
you have to bend backwards.
Yeah, you're basically the Hunchback of Notre Toilet. it's not the best joke.
No.
But it
works.
But I'll keep it in because I'm humble like that. But yeah, that's an awkward situation as well because...
Well, there you have kind to resort to the sit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sit for one, sit for two.
So the worst would be... The slanted roof in your situation where you're forced to sit and can't even sit nicely.
Yeah, you have to sit at an angle.
Andrew got very excited this week because what happened is I needed to speak to him about something and also had gone to my bathroom and the cubicles had been out of order. So I thought I'll go up to second floor and go to the bathroom and then speak to Andrew.
Yeah.
And as I kind of walked to go speak to Andrew, I was quite clearly walking from where the bathroom had been. He walked out of his office, saw me walking towards him, and he had actually quite a judgmental attitude towards him, like, what's going on here? Why are you using the bathroom on my floor?
Yeah, I'd caught him red-handed. You Hectic. Definitely weren't going to come say hi to me.
You
were cutting and running.
Sure.
Promise. I was
so there's territory wars going on now.
It does seem to be. If I go into the second story bathroom now and see urine just on the floor, I know Andrew's been there like a dog trying to mark off his space.
My word.
Something interesting happened to me at work this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If the listeners can think back to maybe, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or so, I mentioned a good way to get out of the awkwardness in a shop. If you think you're going to bump into someone, it's just a subtle sniff.
Yeah.
The other. And I maintain that it works very well. And I am convinced that somebody used the sniff on me this morning. Okay.
So, is it a podcast listener?
No. So I pulled into one of the bays and this other guy was getting out of his car and we kind of went, hey, hey.
Yeah.
And then walked at different speeds but left our cars at different times to get to the front door such that he was kind of pulling up. Not pulling up because he was walking, but approaching me and he was going to reach the door before me.
Yes.
But it could have looked like the timing of it would have been such that we'd humorously just bump into the door together at the same time and struggle to get through.
Fair enough.
And just before that moment, I heard this little subtle and I like looked over to my side and realized he was there, stepped aside and he could go through.
Okay.
It works. So people out there, if you're wondering about...
It's tried and tested.
Yeah, whether or not somebody's going to bump into you with a trolley or get to the door at the same time causing an awkward situation, just give them the sniff.
But what gave him the right to go first? Is it because he was the first to sniff?
He had the pace.
Okay, the pace.
He'd have had to slow down his pace significantly.
All right.
Or develop some kind of Bill Cosby and Ghost Dad ability to just walk right through me and get to the door first.
I mean, if he had that ability,
you wouldn't have needed the sniff.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So he clearly doesn't.
As far as I know, he doesn't. Although I don't really see him, you know, going from room to room, but he does appear to be in other rooms. I've never seen him use a door. Let's put it that way.
It's interesting that you said Bill Cosby is a ghost and Ghost Dad. That sounds like a spoiler to me.
What? Yeah, I guess.
I haven't seen Ghost Dad.
You're lying, you have.
I definitely haven't.
Why would you not see Ghost Dad? You were a child when that film was made.
I obviously just didn't get around to watching it.
Oh. It was enjoyable at the time. Think back now. Not so much.
Well, yeah, I, you know, you've crossed that off the list of movies I can watch now.
Well, we still need to watch Ghost.
Well, now I know that there's a ghost and Ghost as well, if you're relating the two together.
Well, so, I think it's fairly obvious.
Spoiler central here. Have you ever been in a situation, because this happened to me recently, and I think I might have talked about it in the podcast, where someone spoils something, they say something's going to happen in a movie or TV program, or in Andrew's case, the internet.
Yes.
And
yes is my answer.
And no.
But
that
more.
Thing doesn't happen.
The thing doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's kind of like a non-spoiler.
Well, what gives them the reason?
Do they think it's a spoiler or they're lying on purpose?
Okay, this happened recently. I'll give you a very practical example. Potential spoilers alert for the TV series Breaking Bad.
Oh, no. I am not happy with this.
But potential.
But
potential.
You've kind of disclaimed this, that this is a spoiler that doesn't exist.
So we were dining with my parents, like we do on a Sunday, me and Christine, and somehow got onto the fact that we were watching Breaking Bad, and my dad goes, "Oh, it's very interesting that he doesn't end up having cancer," kind of thing.
All right.
I was like, "Whoa, that's definitely a spoiler. We definitely haven't gotten there. We are in season 1, 2. It very much seems like he has cancer." Yes, it's not always the focus of the show, but he definitely has it. So that means that all of a sudden I'm going to get to the end of the series and the big twist is going to be, he's going through his post and everything's fallen around behind him, and he opens up a letter from the doctor and it's just like, "Jays,
you did not." Those are always the best ways to round off series.
"You did not have a cancer." So the whole time we've been watching the series thinking, this is going to happen any minute. Because it did definitely, there was a big portion, I know, Dill, I think it might be ahead of where you are, but a big portion where it's not really, his health isn't mentioned a lot. It has of no significant value. And then we kind of getting to the last couple episodes of season 5, and we're like, any minute now, it's just going to be revealed that he doesn't have cancer. Any minute now, it's that's interesting. The credits are rolling for the finale. That's weird. No, just says the company that made it. Okay, that's all right. Is there any episode after this? No, that wouldn't make. There's just nothing. There's nothing in the show that I believe would give my dad.
Why did he mention that?
I just don't know. But what it did though?
What did he get out of mentioning that? Because it's not true.
I think what happened is there is a moment in season 1 or the beginning of season 2 where sort of the cancer is. I don't know what the
in remission,
and I think he kind of heard that was mentioned to him, and he took that as meaning he doesn't have cancer anymore, and that's that. And that would be an amazing twist, because the show is all about he was doing this so he could set up the stuff for his family because he wasn't going to be around anymore. And it'd be an amazing, amazing twist if he's gotten into all this rubbish and at the very end it's like, well, don't have cancer. So that really was it kind of was a spoiler.
Would have made the show quite good if that was the twist.
Yeah, what was weird about it
turns out it's just average.
It made the whole show, it almost spoiled the show, because the whole time I was thinking that's going to happen. And then when it didn't happen, I was like, I've invested so much energy into thinking that this is where things were going.
Yeah.
It was still a spoiler. So a non-spoiler can sometimes still be a spoiler.
For us too, on the show, for any listeners. What did you say at the time though? You must have gone like, "Dad,
yeah, we
that
were.
Sucks."
We were very upset with him. We were quite angry. We left the table
at the appropriate
threw
time.
Threw the salt and pepper
hour later.
At his balding head, appropriate for Breaking Bad.
And went and started a meth lab.
In his garage.
I've tried to kind of forget if I've heard a spoiler, but it's very hard to train yourself to not think a thing that you are thinking at the time. And I know that I've walked past people who've been speaking at cinemas about a film and gone la 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 as I've walked past. So you're currently the person who's given me the biggest spoiler in my life, because I've tried so hard to avoid them and now I'm very angry.
What?
Even your anti-spoiler is a spoiler for me.
Yes. No, I don't think you were thinking that he didn't have cancer. Were you?
I don't know what I'm thinking. I've taken about 5 years to watch this show. One episode every 6 months. Is it really that good?
No, I think it's very overrated. But that's just me. And there are other people that would say that it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
Andrew, your thoughts?
Anger.
Doesn't have any thoughts. But you just said that you were watching just now.
Well, I'm the worst person in the world because... I don't like it when people say spoilers, but then I never watch the series. So like people will start talking about something.
So you haven't even watched it all?
No, I haven't watched the whole of Breaking Bad.
Have you watched any of it?
Yeah, I've watched like, I think two and a half seasons.
Okay.
And like, I'm always like, no, spoilers. But then I never watch the movies and TV series that people recommend to me.
Right.
So I just keep going, no spoilers, which I think is probably just annoying. So sorry if I've done that to you in the past.
It's okay.
In particular case, though, are you enjoying Breaking Bad? I mean,
I haven't picked it up for like years. I haven't watched it in years.
Okay. That's kind of my vibe.
Literally.
But I think you stopped watching at the same time that I should have stopped watching and then somehow carried on, dragging my feet.
The thing is that I want to finish the series.
Well,
but I just I don't have the DVDs.
Series.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So.
Goodbye, Amazon.
No.
Don't want to. You got a baby on the way. There's no time for Breaking Bad.
Exactly.
There's definitely time for Breaking Bad. you can watch as the baby cries. You can just put in some headphones and watch some series.
That's good parenting.
Well, that is definitely what I'm planning on doing. I've thought about this long and hard because like your child, there's obviously going to be times when your child's crying and it's not because there's anything physically that you can do. Like as in like you need to at this point give them like milk, or there are going to be times when they're just crying because they're crying and because they're upset. Mm. And yes, you can't just leave them to cry and do your own thing, but you can put in headphones. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you could put in headphones.
Put in headphones. You can put on an eye mask. You can lock yourself in a room. Pretend the whole thing never happened.
So my aim is to put on some good music and coddle my child as I listen to Not the Crying.
Hands and mess impressions.
I've got something I'm working on.
Okay.
You guys can let me know what you think.
All right.
A little known actor called Mr. John C. Reilly.
All right.
And I've got two versions of him that I'm going to...
Two versions?
Yeah, that I'm going to play for you today.
Okay.
This one is early John C. Reilly, Chicago kind of time.
But Roxy, it's me, Amos. I'm your husband.
That's it.
Okay.
What do you think?
Spoilers. I will say... It's kind of like John C. Reilly has sort of decided to go into like doing Kermit impressions.
No, there's a bit not of, the case. Go listen to him.
There's a bit of a Muppet-like quality to the impression. And he is a bit of a Muppety-like man. I mean, look at him. He's a Muppet of a man.
That's early John C. Reilly.
Okay.
And then this is more kind of later John C. Reilly.
Can I guess later John C. Reilly? Is it going to be cookies? Me want cookies. I'm John C. Reilly cookies.
It's when when he's embraced his John C. Reilly-ness.
Okay.
And he's more,
hey, I'm John C. Reilly.
What?
There we go.
Is John C. Reilly the dude in Step Brothers?
Yeah. You see? You got it from that impression.
No, I got it from the name. Nothing to do with the impression.
Add the two together. Your face starts forming.
Do the last one again.
I'm John C. Reilly.
It always has to end with a bit of a goofy giggle.
I mean, once again, I think... Maybe less Muppety this time, a bit more cartoon character.
Hold on, how about this? Okay, I can't do Will Ferrell or John C. Reilly, but name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor!
What do you think?
Did you watch Step Brothers recently?
No, I just know that meme.
Have you seen any films recently or TV programs that have John C. Reilly?
I've seen Chicago.
Are you basing
quite
this
a few times
on? Has there been a episode of Sesame Street that did a parody of Shameless? Yeah, or something
he'd be quite good on that.
Oh, wait, which John C. Reilly? Who's John C. Reilly?
Look him up.
You just said Shameless and I said Step Brothers and you both agreed.
Yeah, well, he's in the American remake of the UK series Shameless.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. You're thinking of the wrong person.
You see.
Yeah, you're thinking of the wrong person.
This is why it's sounding so bad to you. That's William
Simon.
H. Macy.
Yeah.
No, but it's still.
Suddenly it goes from crap to good.
I think
we can take that as that.
No, look, I think I'm glad you've brought it to the table.
Thanks.
I'm glad we got to laugh about it.
At least I'm working on it.
No, I would maybe.
I think it's more gravelly.
Is that more gravelly?
That was more gravelly.
Well, there you go. Add that to the one you heard before.
You know who you sound like?
Tell me.
You sound a lot like the same
Michael
voice
B.
actor.
Jordan.
The same.
Just somebody with a letter in their name.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
You sound a lot like either Pain or Panic from Hercules, which is the same actor who did the voice of that little weird bunny that was in Unhappily Ever After or whatever that program was called.
Greg the Bunny.
Not Greg the Bunny. It was like there was a show where that guy used to go down into his basement and chat to this rabbit. Anyone
did
remember
his,
that?
Did his bunny go, I'm John C. Reilly.
No, but his bunny was very much like,
hey, I'll give you some advice, George. If your wife's doing some crazy things, why don't you just go to the beach and never return? I'm John C. Reilly.
That's Cookie Monster.
Google it.
It was a good one, though. It was a good Cookie Monster. Mine was a bad Cookie Monster. Great John C. Reilly.
Would you rather...
Welcome to Would You Rather. Now, here we go. First one for today is, would you rather watch 2 hours of paint dry or 20 hours of Adam Sandler movies?
Now, I see what they've done there, because watching paint dry is famously something really boring to do, a real big waste of time. However, so is watching a lot of Adam Sandler's movies, and 20 hours is a lot more time.
Yeah.
So automatically, I mean, I was going straight for Adam Sandler movies, but now I'm starting to think there's a lot more time you're essentially also wasting.
Yes. And the problem with Adam Sandler movies is you've got about, I would say, maybe 7-8 hours of decent Adam Sandler movies, stuff that would maybe make you feel nostalgic or make you genuinely laugh.
Yeah.
But eventually, once you sort of past that sort of 7-8 hour mark, you're walking into, you know, click territory, which is...
Well, let's think about it. For me, it's all about the Holy Trinity. it's Billy Madison, Waterboy, and Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
I could watch those quite happily.
Yeah.
If there was a question, would you watch those or do something else that's great, I'd probably still choose those.
What puts you on the 4.5 hour mark right now?
Yeah, but what about just watching those over and over again for 20 hours?
Ah.
I'd very, very happily do that instead of watching this 2 hours of paint dry.
See, I feel
because
like...
those films are layered. You really only get all the jokes by the third or fourth watch.
Andrew, kind of where are you swinging on this one?
I was initially also thinking Adam Sandler, but I'm going to go swing straight back to paint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Based on?
I mean, like, I'm hoping it's graffiti, which is kind of interesting.
I think I'm picturing just stock standard paint.
Is the wall stippled or non-stippled?
I'm picturing stippled.
Oh, then I'm in.
That's actually
I am so in.
Quite interesting.
Has that changed it?
Yeah, that's totally changed it.
You can make patterns out of stippled walls like you can clouds in the sky.
The constellations in this room just alone.
I feel with 2 hours of paint dry, I might get some good thoughts happening.
Yeah.
You know, I might go like, oh, that's a good idea for a song, or... Oh, that reminds me, I must take the chicken out the oven. That kind of a thing.
But you wouldn't be able to act on those. You wouldn't be able to make the note of the song or the joke.
So you'd
have to form a memory palace, but then maybe the stippled wall could help you. You could like say, the top left, that stipple is my latest idea.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds like you're leaning towards...
I am on the paint.
All right. What do you think the internet said about this?
I think they said paint, because I think the internet seems to hate...
Adam Sandler's not in the good books on the internet at the moment.
Well, I don't know what he's done. What has he done?
He's been doing things for Netflix, and they've been reviewed terribly.
The Lonesome Nine or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's the clue's in the title. It's Lonesome.
Yeah, according to me. I don't think that's what it's called. he did Pixels, man. He did Grown Ups 1 and 2.
But he's still making movies. I mean, I'm not...
Don't ever match your worth against whether or not Adam Sandler's making movies. That's a bad road to go down.
Okay.
We've just gotten a text. It's the Ridiculous 6 is the name of the film.
Okay. Nice.
But the film is ridiculous, and you would be pressed to have to watch it 6 times. So there's still some jokes in the title there.
I'm still going for the Holy Three and watching them a couple of times.
Okay. All right. Well, I can reveal... that the internet, 68% of the people that responded to this poll said that they would watch 20 hours of Sandler movies.
Oh,
so Dill's right, Andrew, you're wrong.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll just leave after 2 hours of watching paint dry, and you guys can... I'll bring you the popcorn.
You know what's really worrying me now? It's starting to rain. I was hoping it wasn't going to. I've got washing out.
Oh, no.
This is awful. What would the internet do about that?
Would you rather your washing was wet outside or not?
that's a good one. Can we unpack that a little? I'd go with not. Oh, well.
All right. Would you rather use eye drops made of vinegar or toilet paper made of sandpaper?
Now, the thing is that being of vague engineering background, I know that you do get incredibly fine-grade sandpaper. Okay. So if I can choose the grade, and I choose the grade as like, I think it's higher you go, the finer the grade.
Mm.
Even so, it's still not going to be
Do you
nice.
Not feel the danger of a very soft, silky smooth sandpaper is going to be that you don't think it's not normal toilet paper, and so you feel
don't
like
realize it's
yeah you treat
damaging.
It normally, and then you get up and your bum's gone.
Hmm.
Like, is that not going to be an issue?
But I feel like
be great
sometimes,
for my toilet at the moment.
Sometimes you don't need a wipe, you know.
Wait, what?
No, you only
the phantom.
The phantom.
Yeah,
yeah.
1 out of 100.
So there, yeah, 1 out of 100 chance that you don't need a wipe.
Wait. What do you mean you don't have to wipe? There's never a situation where you don't need
no,
a wipe.
No, I know there's never a situation you don't have to wipe. But you find out afterwards sometimes, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a waste.
That was a waste.
This is new to you.
This is new.
You
need more
do you know
fiber.
What? It's bringing some things into light from last podcast about white people never showering.
Yeah,
it
that's
sounds
true.
Like there might be some truth in this.
What was the other one? Eye drops with vinegar. Is that even? Would that even be that bad?
That's
it
definitely going to hurt.
Bad,
yeah,
but if it was acid, it'd be obviously bad. Yeah. But maybe vinegar is not bad in your eyes.
I'm going to go sandpaper.
Alright.
Because you can use the back of the sandpaper, because that's smooth.
Oh, well, obviously. Oh, well, I could replace the vinegar with water and use water.
I'm still wiping with sandpaper.
I'll put eye drops in my eyes with vinegar, but I'll keep the lids on the bottles.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah?
I'll do that too.
No, that's fine. Option.
All right, well, let's see what the internet said. 28% of people agree with Dylan.
Boom!
Which probably means, not a lot.
Yeah, which means Andrew won with a 72% saying sandpaper. All right.
What if you put it in your eyes before 20 hours of Adam Sandler flicks?
I think, yeah,
suddenly,
that's probably the best way to do it.
Suddenly it's a good thing.
Would you rather be stranded on an island alone or with one person who you hate?
Or?
Those are the options.
What do you mean or?
Wait, what? I don't get it. I thought you were saying,
two different things?
I thought you said, would you rather be stranded on an island with one person you hate or something?
No.
What you have to do, essentially, is listen to all the words between the first and the last one in the
say
question.
Say it again.
Not just leave out the middle.
I hate to ask this, but are you listening?
Sort of.
Okay.
I'm still thinking about the sandpaper.
Would you rather...
Adam Sandpaper.
Would you rather... Are you with me? Yeah. Would you rather... Yeah. Right, here's the options. Be stranded on an island alone.
Yeah.
That's option one.
Yeah.
Got that?
Now listen here, because here's the crux.
Or number two, or with one person who you hate.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go with the hate.
Really?
Definitely. You've got two good things that could come out of this. One, cannibalism.
Oh my goodness.
Food source.
So you can get rid of the person you hate and eat.
Or he might eat you.
Two, well, still.
Then he's on the island anymore.
How long are you on this island? It doesn't mention getting rescued. Maybe being killed off isn't that bad in this hell of a reality.
Fair enough.
Two, work on not hating them. You've
okay.
got a project.
Work on the relationship.
Yeah.
Do they hate back? Or is it just someone that you hate?
I reckon they really like you and that's what makes you hate them.
Yeah.
They're really annoying.
I think
clingy.
It would be easy to be on an island with someone you hate and they hate you back. I reckon it's more difficult to be on an island with someone that you hate.
True. Depends how small the island is. You know, if it's like one of those cartoon ones, then it's really hard.
What, just a little hump and one tree in the middle?
Yeah.
True. I'm thinking far side.
All right.
I'll go along with that.
Want to go for just a little hump. All right.
yeah, just once.
Okay, so you're going for what?
I mean, I'm not amped for cannibalism, but I'll follow along with the one person
that's
that you
not
hate.
Part of the question. I've brought that to the table already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, what if there's a coconut tree and it's just out of reach? Well, obviously, this doesn't apply for you, Andrew, but it's just out of reach for a normal-sized human being. You get two people now. You can go on top of each other's shoulders.
Yes, I mean, I'm with you on this. I like the idea.
I think it could be handy having a second person, but if you hate them, it's going to be very difficult to work with them. So all these like lovely things of like, oh, it would be useful because you could stand on someone's shoulders. It would be useful because there'll be someone to cook
food
with you.
What if you kill the person, rigor mortis sets in, you can use them as a ladder.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
as opposed to the millions of trees that are probably on this island that could, you know, form ladders.
Yeah, but this ladder you get to eat at the end.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we found out something about Dylan in this podcast that we didn't know before.
Oh, like you wouldn't eat someone to survive.
Or definitely give it some thought.
Yeah, and the thought would eventually lead to eating the person.
I think, if you must know...
You think you're going to sit there at death's door with a human body lying there going...
Well, that's the thing. I think if the person died...
Nah, I'm not going to try this. It's icky.
No. If the person died of natural causes and I was going to starve, I think it makes sense to eat the person. I don't think I would go the route of, all right, it's just us. I want to survive. I value my life more than I value you being alive. I'm going
to
kill you and eat you.
I think natural causes starts to blur a little when you're on this island forever. Suddenly being killed by the only other living thing is a natural cause.
Well, you know what? You've made me really want to avoid flying with you to any sort of destination where there could be the potential of a crash and only us survive and we're on the island together because we get along.
Yeah. I've got more meat, so I should be worried.
All right. Well, according to the internet, 42% would rather be alone. 58% are hedging their bets.
Cannibals. Bunch of them. Sick.
And then I misread this wrong, but I thought this would you rather was, would you rather cherish a potato or a memory?
What?
But it's actually, would you rather cherish a photo or a memory? That's interesting.
I kind of prefer the first one.
We'll do one little quick one because we have the time. Just really quickly, would you rather be an analog or digital watch? Dylan.
I'd rather be an analog watch.
Okay.
Digital.
I'd be analog. And 61% would agree with me and Dylan. Only 39% with you.
Yeah, so. Well, you're looking at the answer, so that's not really fair.
I wasn't.
No, you weren't.
Well, I was just saying what I prefer to be.
Don't look at me when you accuse me like that, okay?
I don't want to be a digital watch. I mean, if I break down, harder to fix, digital watch. It's far easier to
think
fix an analog watch.
Oh, think of the kind of artistry behind an analog watch.
Oh, yeah, cool. And then I'm going to spend my day going,
I think it's just the concept of being one or the other. I don't
it's
know.
Not would you rather be, it's would you rather have.
Just think of the analog.
Would you rather have?
Oh.
I genuinely thought it was would you rather be.
Wait. It actually just says would you rather an analog or a digital watch.
I think it is would
it
you rather be, and I would still rather be
would
an
you
analog
really
watch.
Want to be that second
old school
that second
man.
Hand like ticking around.
It's like would you rather be vinyl or a CD?
Well, Andrew just wants to be digital so he can be like an Apple Watch and be connected to Wi-Fi. That's basically what's happened.
Okay.
I'd love that.
I prefer the second hand. Which is your favorite hand on an analog watch?
I reckon the minute. Because it's not too slow, but it's not too fast.
I like the little rolling date that changes once a day. That's a lot of action happening
there. You have to update every 2 months. Because we haven't quite figured that out yet. We can go to the moon.
Yeah. Was that it? What happened to potato or memory?
Well, I mean, you can't answer that if you really want to.
If I'm on the island, potato.
If I'm off the island, memory of the island.
Memory of a great potato.
And I defy the laws of would you rather, and I go for both. All right, there we go. That was would you rather.
I can be found in streeping around.
So I realized last week when I told you guys, actually I think it was 2 weeks ago, when I told you that I used to go to the postman and get rubber bands from him.
That you were a freak of nature.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have said freak of nature.
Yeah.
Lovely little child. That's what I would have gone with.
I don't know, bit of a brat. Used to come to my house, steal my Coke.
You know what? Okay.
Didn't even ask.
That story that has lived on for years, is this not true?
He walked straight in,
I can tell you,
fridge and helped himself to some Coke.
I would have never, I was obviously offered by someone.
What a brute.
And that person just forgot.
Yeah, I'm going to blame him. Hey, you should go to that house, I got good Coke.
Yeah, go get some Coke from me, from any house you can find.
I think Roxy.
Breaking and entering, apparently.
I think your sister Roxy probably offered. And then
no chance.
Well, I'm just claiming
that. Precious commodity for us. You wouldn't have offered it out to others.
Anyway. I realized that you guys didn't do the same thing, and I was quite shocked. I wasn't really embarrassed, but hey, I was slightly embarrassed. I'm going to raise the stakes. So I was thinking, is there anything else that you guys thought was really normal that you've done and wasn't?
Well, I remember my uncle would always, he would speak backwards. So he would he would try and have conversations with me or my mom, but speaking the sentence backwards. Yeah. So saying okay. so saying the words in the right order, but flipping them around.
All right.
So like you'd say like, "Wa era oi," which would be "How are you?"
What?
So you don't just mean
he went for the words the right way, but flipping them around. I'd have gone the other way. Like more like Yoda, surely.
No. Like literally flipping them around and trying to speak backwards.
Wait. I'm so confused. So say you were going, "Guys, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to be a bit late." Would that be "late but I be" to going,
"No,
am I?"
Or No. You have to think the backwards form of the words and
that's
then say
madness.
Them.
But yeah. Is it, so would late, would you start with the late and go,
"No,
tell to..."
No.
The
right
sentence
order.
Is the right order, but the words are flipped around.
Siag me yililr. Yes.
Yeah. And then you would have to try and have a conversation with them. So you'd have to understand what they're doing, but then also translate.
I mean, this does sound like, in one way it sounds, "Oh, wow, that's hectic." But surely you just had no conversations there. He'd come in.
Which didn't last very long.
Shadabada, skidabada-bada. And you just go, "No, I don't know what that
okay?
meant."
Like, was he...
These are linguists. These guys like to kind of twist their minds, trying to make themselves
better. I
hate to
break it to you, but I don't think a linguist spends their day speaking to people, just reversing the words that they're saying.
It's a bit of family fun, getting you to think.
I mean, this is not the first time I've heard a family having this kind of a weird thing that they do. I've got a friend.
Hold on, you're not going to try. You're not going to try say something in backwards. If I said to you, "Wa era oi," then what would
then
you?
I could go.
Yeah.
Tas poo.
Sat up.
What? Shut up.
You have to really emphasize the H's.
Tas.
Yes, there we go.
Okay. Poo.
All right. Gini evom no. Should be moving on. So this person I'm friends with, they have a thing where they will speak to each other in a completely made up language, not like with any rules. So it's not like when I go, "Illa wala," it means I'm okay. fine. It will literally, that could mean anything depending on your tone of voice.
Yeah.
And they will, this father and daughter will kind of have conversations where the one will be like, "Illa gabo de bediga da 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 da." And the other person will be like, "Zibida, wow, and like it will just go on like
annoying.
That.
Is that real?
That is real. And they'll just do this randomly, like on car journeys, and we'll just get really into it, and we'll kind of while away some time, just be like, "Zibida, wow, wait a minute, oh,
hey." John C. Reilly in the house. But are they getting anything out of it, conversation-wise?
I don't think so. I think it's more of like a game. It's more of like they're getting the kick of. Of having this strange thing happen. And
right.
There will be in other spaces where perhaps there will be people that don't know this thing and will probably be like, "Oh, that
sounds like
strange.
They don't know this thing."
But I don't think at any stage this person thought that was normal. I don't think they went, "Oh, that's everyone. Every family has this weird, nonsensical way of talking."
I can say the alphabet backwards from G.
Okay.
Why?
But like really quickly.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
GFEDCBA.
I used to know.
What do you think of that?
It's like the lamest talent I've ever heard.
I didn't call it a talent. I'm just trying to chip into this pointless conversation with something that might be similar.
I used to be able to sing.
I agree. It would have been better if I'd done the whole alphabet, surely. Baby steps.
But did you? I mean, what made you learn half? Sorry, just go back.
It's not even half. It's hardly
what
any.
What made you think at some stage I'm going to need to know the first seven letters?
Well, because those are the ones that the notes go up to.
Oh.
Okay.
So suddenly, who's the idiot? Still me.
Why do you still have to learn it backwards for the piano?
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, if you're walking, you're walking down a scale, I guess it's handy. I used to know how to sing. How much is that doggy in the window backwards? Okay. That used to be a thing. So you'd go like, but you wouldn't. I mean, you wouldn't like it, Andrew, because the words are still the same way around. So it'd be like,
it's cheating.
Window the end doggy that as much how.
Was that just off the top of your head? It's so good.
Tell waggly one.
the tail wagger leader with wonder. Window the in dog, eat out as much owl.
Who's listening
Sail
to
four
this?
Four doggies at Hope Do I.
I'd like That's to great. Know who's listening to this part of the podcast and enjoying it. Please let me know privately.
Tremendously. That's my new favorite game. This
bringing is back to his childhood.
Absolute madness.
I used to, it's not really talking backwards related, but something I used to do that I thought...
Oh, well then don't say it, because that's gold.
It's something that I used to do that I thought everyone did. I thought this is the way to eat the thing, actually. But no one else seems to share the same method.
Through the ear.
Wheat picks. Have you ever counted wheat picks before?
No. Only as mortar in like cement.
Okay.
In building blocks.
Yeah, I eat wheat picks.
You know, okay, you eat wheat picks. How do you eat wheat picks?
I used to eat it crushed up. Okay. And now I eat it whole, covered with sugar.
And how do you... What else is in there? Is it just sugar?
Milk.
Is there?
That's it.
Pardon?
Milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's the normal way to eat wheat picks. Mm. My family, and I thought everyone did this.
Oh, boy.
Butters. Butters the wheat picks block.
Why don't you put it in the toaster?
And no, and just eat it like that.
Like that. Dry.
What are you doing?
Wheat Bix is the driest thing known to man. Like, well, you can't butter, not add milk.
Well, the butter makes it slightly more smooth. And that's just how we would eat it.
This no is milk. Madness.
No sugar.
When did you figure that out? Like that it was weird?
Well, when, you know, when I...
when you got to school and you took out of your lunchbox two Wheat Bixes, but...
I think if a woman a ran out sandwich. Of a sanitary pad, they could cut a Wheat Bix in half and stick it on there and it'd be fine.
Wow.
That is how dry and absorbent these stupid things are. And you're eating it without milk.
Yeah. Well, that I mean, I thought that was pretty normal, but apparently no one does that.
Did you, when it was covered in butter, did you then roll it in sugar?
No.
Because you could have.
It was just a Wheat Bix,
just the butter.
That would
have stuck quite nicely.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe I should try that.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
People still buy Wheat Bix. Surely Wheat Bix is something you try when you're young and then never try again.
But yeah, I tried it and then kind of was like, oh, this is
okay. Are you still eating Wheat Bix now?
Yeah. I mean, not right now. I wouldn't be able to talk.
No. Do you have some at home?
Yes.
So cupboard. You can try this tonight when you get home.
I'm not going to.
Please do try.
I'm not brave enough.
Please do try and report back next week how it was for you.
It's going to be horrible.
I want to share some of me with you.
How much butter are we talking?
Well, we're talking about like a nice thin layer on all the sides.
Or like
on all
one,
the
like
sides?
Like,
yeah.
Like
well, not even like a normal, like buttering a slice of bread.
No, well, Wheat Bix is quite thick. You
is it like 1-to-1 ratio of butter to Wheat Bix?
So it ends up twice the size.
Yeah. You basically, as if you were buttering bread, but if you're buttering all the corners. So
but
you,
then how do you hold it?
Oh, with a knife and fork. Buttery hand.
You eat it with tongs. I think we've stumbled onto something here. I'm going to start buttering my toast not only on both sides but on all the like the edges. Too. I think that sounds quite fun.
I mean, definitely try it and then get back to me.
You know that a quicker way to do this would be to just shove it down into the butter. Like, just push it until it's completely submerged and pull it out again and eat.
Yeah. You can fry poloni.
Did you hear that pitter-patter of rain on the window? It's really pitter-patter bothering me.
Is it
wait, hold
you?
On. That's not rain.
The quiz!
It's quiz time.
Hooray!
Ba-ba-bum.
Is it going to be a quiz about someone that we've vaguely heard of before?
I'll tell you what, since last week, I have not looked up that John Hodgman guy.
He's got a good podcast called Judge John Hodgman, where he judges.
Like, I do judge
where he
John
judges
Hodgman.
The common man.
I judge him for not being famous enough.
I feel like I don't need to look him up because I won the quiz and therefore
yeah, well,
know
you
him
clearly know
intimately.
All you needed to know about him.
Yeah.
This week's quiz is the Denzel Washington quiz. Have you heard of him?
Yes.
Wait. Is he the guy that's in the Lethal Weapon movies?
Yes. No, he's not. He's Mel Denzel Gibson. Washington. He's amazing.
I do like Denzel. It's hard not to like Denzel. I think if you didn't like Denzel, I'd question you as a person.
Yeah.
He just seems like a very nice man.
Except in that movie, Flight.
Well, let's kick off with Denzel around Washington. And question one is, Denzel is named after his father. But who is his father named after?
Beep.
Simon.
one of the like sixth Ninja Turtles that didn't really make it into the original group.
An artist?
No, incorrect.
Beep. A president?
Incorrect.
Beep.
Dylan?
Like a preacher of some sort?
Incorrect, Simon. Going with occupations is a good way.
Is he named after his son in some kind of weird
meta
turnaround?
No, that's Beep. Interesting, but no, it's not true.
He's an author, obviously.
No.
He's named after his daddy.
No. Wrong.
Beep. An actor?
No. You're wrong.
A cyclist?
No.
Beep. A character?
Cyclist.
Why not?
A character in a
this
book.
Is, I, when
Usually
I give
by
you the
now
clue,
you've given clues.
When
yeah.
I give you the clue of carrying on around the profession line, I would have thought that a few major ones would spring to mind.
A painter?
Incorrect. How is that at your top list? No.
A scientist?
No.
A teacher?
No.
What do you mean like a major one? Beep like a personality?
No,
a
like
TV personality?
No, just like a profession.
Yeah, like, a builder.
No.
But it's not like you're going to be a famous like plumber.
Why are you
it's
waving
like someone's
your
gonna
around?
I didn't say this person was famous.
No, but still. We're listing a whole whack of professions, and because it's not
what
the one
professions
that it is,
will, like, pretty much every human being have
nuts.
Come into contact
Beep
with.
Beep a hairdresser. He was named after a hairdresser.
Airline
no,
pilot.
No, just Beep. Like your standard that you teach kids, these are professions.
Beep a writer.
No, oh my goodness.
Yeah, why don't you just tell us the answer?
Beep a banker. Beep a lawyer. Beep.
There we go. An accountant.
Keep going.
Beep
a biologist.
Oh my goodness.
What are the different
this
things?
Is worse than 20 questions.
A historian.
Guys,
what?
Has anyone been sick lately?
Beep a doctor.
Okay, Simon got there
but
first.
He didn't beep.
I don't even know if I want to give
beep.
You. I don't
he
even
didn't
know if
beep.
He did. He
definitely
beep.
Beeped.
And I don't want to give you the point.
But
I
you
can't believe
to.
That you went through that list. And then
well, the thing
doctor.
Is, I assumed that he'll be named after someone famous.
The
and
doctor
I'm,
who delivered
you know,
him,
Dr. Van Hoorn, who I used to go to all the time. Yeah. Lovely man. I think he actually might not be around anymore. But I, you know, I wouldn't name my child Van Hoorn.
Van Hoorn van Beek.
No, but he's named after cruel. The doctor that delivered his father was named after the doctor
that sounds
that
like laziness
him.
That sounds like I haven't thought of a name.
Yeah,
that
sounds like respect and have some.
No, laziness.
Okay, well question
laziness.
Two question two, which famous actor does all of Denzel Washington's
besides,
stunts?
They don't teach you to be a doctor in school. They teach you to be all the things that like the actual subjects are. And then you go off afterwards to become a doctor if you actually want to.
Don't question my clues.
Beep. Will Smith.
I don't, can't even hear the question.
Which famous actor does all of Denzel Washington's stunts? You
what?
Said Will Smith. You're incorrect.
Denzel Washington.
Is the right answer.
Nice.
It was a trick question.
Well, that, I mean, if it had been a trick question.
Okay, question three. He famously has a crooked finger, apparently. I'm just not that famous, but if you watch him closely.
He's more famous than John
Hodgman. How did that happen?
Beep.
His crooked finger is more famous than John, probably.
A particularly big bogey.
No.
A bowling accident.
Incorrect.
You know when you bowl but your finger doesn't come out of the bowling ball? Worst.
Yeah.
Beep. Got slammed in a car door.
No, you're incorrect.
Beep. A sport. It was
yeah, it
a
is
sport.
A sport, yes.
Cricket.
I'm going to give it to
baseball.
Simon. It
Hold
was,
on.
Okay, we.
Beep basketball.
I'm gonna, is the right answer.
Thank you.
Wow.
Now you can give it
well
the ball.
Done. Okay. We're going to move on to round two. I've changed round two, guys.
Wow.
What
round
was it
two.
Before?
The John Hodgman good.
Round.
Yeah.
And now,
strictly
because
John
I got
questions.
So many complaints, not from listeners, from you two.
Yeah. We didn't have listeners.
We're switching it up. It's
I'm
now,
our listeners.
It's now round two, the good, the bad, and the IMDb.
Ah.
Ooh.
Okay.
The name's better. Yeah, good was rubbish.
I'm workshopping this thing. Okay.
Okay.
So
it's going to be the same, isn't it?
No, it's not.
I went on to IMDb and found five things he wasn't in.
No.
Okay.
Okay. This is inspired from actually from our Days of Two Oceans vibe, not a sponsor.
All right.
And in which we had top lists.
Yeah.
So top three lists.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you need to guess the order in which these things are placed, first,
right.
second, and third.
Sure.
All right. So according to IMDb...
And will points be given thusly?
Yes. You will get a point for each thing you get correct.
But not like three for one,
no.
two for two,
no.
one for three.
So, and if you get number one right, you'll get 2 points. If you get the
well,
first,
that is,
first one...
That is kind of what I'm saying. It
yeah.
affects where you get them.
I'm workshopping it. We'll see.
Currently.
This week, if you get the one that's first correct, you'll get 2 points for that one.
Great.
Right.
Sorry, listeners, if you tuned in and expected a good show.
Okay. Just pipe down. Here we go. Put the top rated feature films that Denzel has been in order. Best is first. Yes.
Man on Fire first.
No, I'm going to give you them. I'm going to give you a list. list of three things.
Ken, don't
you have to put them in order.
I'm not going to subtract a bar. How am I meant to know how it works?
I'm going to give you a list now. You tell me. Okay. The list is Remember the Titans, American Gangster, and Glory.
Beep.
Okay, you beeped in first. It doesn't matter, but go for it.
Remember the Titans in first.
Okay.
And then Glory, and then the other one.
Okay, I'm going to say American Gangster first, then Remember the Titans, and then Glory.
Okay, so Simon gets 1 point because Remember the Titans is second. You got no points, unfortunately.
Oh, man. American this is like Gangster, Mastermind all over again.
American Gangster is third and Glory is first.
I got no balls or whatever they're called.
Yeah, sorry.
What are the Y ones called on the side? What? Mastermind. You know, I'm playing a different game in my head now.
Yeah, okay, let's move on. The second thing
is...
Can
we go back to filming good?
Now, put the bottom rated films they've been in order. So the worst films. Yeah. Right? Worst is first. Okay, here are the options. The Preacher's Wife. The Preacher's Wife, Carbon Copy, and Virtuosity.
Beep.
Simon.
All right, I'm going to go for Virtuosity is the worst. Carbon Copy is a second... not worst, and the third is whatever the third one was.
The Preacher's Wife.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm gonna say Virtuosity also at worst, but the other two the other way around. Preacher's at two
and Carbon Copy as third.
Yeah, third worst.
Dylan gets 1 point for that. Brilliant. Because Carbon Copy was in third, but yeah. Preacher's Wife was first.
Oh,
and Virtuosity was second.
It's awful.
So I get no points.
You get nil point.
That's okay.
I've gotten enough points up until this point.
We're going to move on to round three, which is finish the
flight. Ooh. Which he does.
Oh, that's a spoiler.
That's a huge spoiler. Quote. I haven't seen Flight.
Quote. Right.
Have you really not?
The first quote
you need to
is...
watch Denzel films. He's such a nice guy.
In Los Angeles, everyone is a...
Beep.
Simon.
Struggling actor.
No.
Struggling writer. Angeles, everyone is a beep.
Is it not struggling actor or struggling waiter? Or waiter. Beep,
no,
waiter.
It's actually the opposite of that.
Success.
Ooh,
I'm going to give you that.
You're so close.
Going to give me that.
You're so close, but not...
So be a star.
Is exactly the right answer.
Yes!
So, Simon does
seems
get that
the rules
point.
Change.
What do you do if
now?
Your wife is treating you badly is... Do the quiz. It'll make you feel better about yourself.
The second quote is, man gives you the award, but God gives you the...
Beep. Talent.
Gift.
No, Dylan,
gift
you're wrong. No, Simon, you're wrong. I'll give you both a clue. It rhymes.
Reward.
Is the right answer. Well done, Dylan.
Very good.
Wasn't it Seth Green who did the voice of that bunny?
No, it was not Seth Green. It was some other guy.
The last quote is, if you don't trust the pilot...
Ooh. You don't trust the plane. Oh, you don't get on the plane.
I'm going to give that to you. So don't go. Yeah, it's close enough.
I was nowhere there.
Okay.
I was thinking about who did the voice.
Round four, distant relative. Now, Denzel Washington likes to box, and he likes boxing.
Sure.
All right.
If you didn't know that, that is
like
a fact.
As in putting things into boxes?
Moving house.
No, like punching things into boxes.
Whoa.
So this is about boxing. In 1949, an official boxing match between a bear and a man was held. Who won?
Beep. The man.
Dylan beeped
the
first. Is the correct answer the bear one? I don't know what happened
seems
to the
obvious.
Man.
Seems
obvious. Question two.
Obvious to me.
Why were boxing gloves introduced?
Beep.
Simon.
To protect the hands.
Is incorrect.
Wrong. Too many people were dying from bear.
Oh wait,
bear
I know.
Fist
beep,
punching.
Beep 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 beep
so
beep.
So you saying
beep, 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 beep,
that
beep,
there were deaths without the boxing gloves?
Incorrect.
Beep 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 beep, beep
Simon.
To stop the blood.
Incorrect.
They broke their fingers.
Incorrect.
Beep.
I thought it was the death thing.
Up until that point, there was nothing anyone had to market for the sport. So some clever guy came in and was like, let's make them wear.
It's not going
to
be that.
Nope.
It's too long to be the right answer. Because it hurts more to hit with a glove.
Yes, is the right answer. They wanted to see like more knockouts.
Yeah.
And so they introduced them because to increase hits to the head.
I just went with three absolute stinkers first.
That was good.
Yeah, no, it's sounding like this is your quiz.
So question three, what is pugilism?
Beep. That is when you kill someone in the boxing match accidentally.
Incorrect.
It's like plagiarism, but it's when you copy someone's kind of dance. You know that little dance they do around the ring?
That's
left, right, jab, beep. Jab, jab.
It's when someone punches you and a bit of poo-juism comes out.
No.
It's when your coach gets in the ring instead of you by mistake and gets hit in the face.
Beep. It is pretty much the boxing equivalent of match fixing.
No, it's much simpler and also a trick question.
Beep the act of hitting someone.
Boxing.
Is the right answer, Dylan? Well, it's just boxing.
I kind of feel like the act of hitting someone is...
The act of hitting someone is different to boxing, yeah. I would say.
Vastly.
Don't say that to me, I might pugerize you.
Question four, and this is the final question. Archie Moore holds the record for the most knockouts during a career. How many knockouts did he get?
Beep. He got 174.
This is my favorite part of the quiz, because Simon always beeps in first, and then I just go one off, hoping that I'm in the right direction. However... Yeah. This time he's gone for quite a high number, so I could go really either way on this. 173?
Dylan wins. It was 141.
Yay!
so close. I'm steering in the right direction now.
And I can reveal that at the end of that, Dylan wins the quiz with 8 points to 4.
It's a knockout!
What? Trying ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
No, you didn't.
I'm going to have to go watch this bunny thing and see if this is anywhere near accurate.
I actually have just been playing the audio from the bunny.
Oh, really?
That's not even me. I've been miming the whole time.
It's so specific to what we've been doing.
I don't think it's that specific.
Man, that is freaky.
Thank you very listeners, much for listening to this podcast. I've had lots of fun.
What happens when you win a boxing match? You kind of, they hold your hand up high.
Yeah, do you want me to hold your hand up high?
Not that high. You'll rip my arm out of it. Thank you for listening. I've been Dylan.
And I have been
the guy from that thing.
I've been John C. Reilly.
And I will continue to be Andrew.
Wreck-It Ralph.
That was my worst one yet.